Marchetti was extremely insulting and offensive, I gather, in talking to people. When did that start? To faculty members and over the bargaining table?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm right in saying that, aren't I? That he was.
Well, I never sat in the bargaining across from him except one session before the strike. I was called in just to see what I could do about it Saturday. And I did not find him offensive at all. We had relatively civilized, normal dealings.
So you're not aware of this, or of his being more or less, or about the same as Hank Kazlak in this regard? This was one of the hardest things, I gather, that the negotiators had to cope with, was the language of the TAA bargainers. They found it hard to take.
Who told you that? I didn't.
Various people.
Well, have you talked to Neil Bucklew or Arlen Christensen? They were the two negotiators. Did it bother Arlen?
Not so much in Bob DeRemus.
But DeRemus is a typical English professor. He's not a labor negotiator. And he would be bothered by the language of any labor negotiator.
I see. I think Feinsinger, he himself wasn't there, but he has spoken of it. I've got a very strong impression that that was the most painful thing for the bargainers to cope with.
Well, it may be a painful thing for a bargainer from the English department who's never been in bargaining to be told to go fuck off. But it wouldn't bother General Motors, would it?
Oh, I see. Well, this is a different...
I would not say that their manners were important in this. They demonstrated some immaturity by this because it was quite clear that it shocked the faculty advisory group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I gather you've been told.
Yeah.
But in fact, I think they enjoyed doing it. You see, one of the things they could do instead of calling them Professor so-and-so is address them by their first name.
Yeah.
And that would stop the professor. But in basic labor management relations, you're supposed to be talking about an interaction between equals. And
yeah.
Typically you do call each other by the first name. So something that seems quite indecent to a senior faculty member to have his former graduate research assistant saying, "Hey, Bob, what are you doing about that?" Would be normal for labor relations.
I see. So, and this wouldn't bother Ed Young then either?
Oh, no, it wouldn't bother.
Speaking of licking his ass.
That's right. No, I'm sure that it didn't bother any of the negotiators. Neil Bucklew, Arlen, Ed Young, no, it wouldn't bother them. And in fact, in the few meetings where they did meet with Ed Young and others, I would say the TAs were on their best behavior. When they wanted something out of him, there was no point in acting in a discourteous fashion.